Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is Saturday morning. I am off today. I don't have to work. I've been working like a goddamn donkey, mule, horse, slave for the past couple months. I just like to stay busy so I don't have to think about certain things. And like I said, you guys, every time I talk about this, my podcast, I bring my brother up. Yeah, guys, I lost my brother, so I just feel like being busy is the best thing for me. So this is a little story time. It's not going to be a long story. It's actually kind of scary, but I'm just going to say this to you guys. Always go with your gut, period. Go with your freaking gut. Go with your intuition. Don't let nobody try to talk you out of it. You go with how you feel. Okay, boom. So yesterday, I did a 12-hour shift, right? So I got home at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. A friend of mine called me and was like, hey, what's up? You want to hang out after work? And mind you, I had my scrubs on. I had to go home. I was just tired because I've been working every single day these past couple of days. So I was like, you know, maybe let me see how I feel when I get home. Okay. So I get home, you know, I go buy me some wine, roll me up a joint, take my shower. I'm relaxed. I don't want to go nowhere. Right. So my friend called me back like, yo, I'm in Harlem. Where you at? You coming out? So me always trying to be a people pleaser. I'm like, you know, I'm right now kind of tired and I already took my shower, you know. Bitch, my wig was off. I was just chilling. So I'm like, you know what? All right, give me a minute. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to come out. So against my better judgment, because my whole plan was to stay in the house, smoke my joint, drink my little wine, and watch my movies, I got up. I started doing my hair. I started trying to figure out what I was going to wear to go out last night. But my body was just like, girl, go sit down. Like, it just was not given. You know, when you're ready to go out, you're excited, you're ready. It was just not given that. So I was just like, yo, I'm tired. So I text my friend back and I'm like, so what is the plan? Because me being a Virgo, and not just a Virgo, just me being a grown ass woman at this point of my life, 40 years old, it's like, what are we doing? Like, I need to know that whatever we're doing is worth me leaving my home, because right now I'm very comfortable. I got everything I need in the crib. Like, what are we doing? So his response was, we're gonna find something to get into, whatever you want to do. I didn't like that answer, so I text him back, you know what, I'm gonna stay in the house. I'm kind of tired. I've been working all week and I'm gonna just chill. I said, maybe we could do something tomorrow. So he's like, damn, you ghosted me. All right, cool, no problem. So I'm like, all right, cool. That was that. So I'm home chilling, you know, minding my little business. I'm drinking my wine and I'm enjoying my night. So he called me back again. And he like, you sure you don't want to come out? And I'm like, nah, it's quiet. At this point, it's officially quiet. I'm not coming out. Like, I don't even care if Michael Jackson was outside giving out glitter socks and glitter gloves. I wouldn't have came out. So I was just like, nah, it's quiet. I'm not coming out. So he like, okay, cool. I'll see you tomorrow, which is today, right? So I'm home, minding my business in the comfort of my home. Having a cozy, chill night because my body needed it and my brain needed some rest. So 2 o'clock in the morning, I get a call. It's my friend. I don't answer it because I'm just like, maybe the nigga's drunk and I'm not getting up because I'm tired. So I'll just check my voicemail tomorrow, which was weird because I'm like, who leaves voicemails at 2 o'clock in the morning? I didn't think anything of it. So I get up in the morning and then I read my text messages and it's my friend. And he like, I got shot last night. I got shot and I'm like, what? So he's like, yeah, I was outside with my friends. We were standing, I guess, in front of the juice bar. I don't know where. And somebody shot up the whole block. So he wasn't the only person that got shot. It was some girls with him. It was another guy. And they got shot the fuck up. So I'm just like, what? He like, yeah, I'm in the hospital now. So I'm just flabbergasted because I'm like, what if I would have went outside? What if I would have been there? Just hypothetically, like just chilling, you know, maybe, you know, just chilling and that happened. But what I realize is you follow your gut. Fellas, ladies, follow your intuition. If something is not feeling right, if the math ain't mathing, bitch, it's not mathing. Follow your intuition. And the thing about me, I'm very spiritual and I'm very empathic. I have a lot of empathy and I'm very sensitive to all types of energy. Something told me not to go out yesterday. It just, something told me, like, everything was just not, like, I'm just like, nah, it's not, I'm not going out. He like, come on, I'm not coming out. Normally, I'm like a people pleaser, like, all right, let me just go off a little bit, I'm gonna come back home. Because even my daughter was like, Mom, you going out? Because she saw me doing my hair. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go off a little bit to kick it with my friend, but I'm coming back. But then after a while, I was just like, nah, I don't feel like it. So I didn't even feel like doing my hair. So I wound up just stopped doing my hair and I wound up just putting my bonnet back on and I just chilled. But the moral of the story is follow your intuition. The good thing is my friend is okay. He's fine. He's actually being discharged from the hospital today. I think the other person is in surgery. I pray for them. But I could have been there. And I just feel like God got a bigger plan for me. He's like, yo, T, God is telling me this is what I take from it. Like, you got bigger fish to fry than to be entertaining fuck shit. I feel like at this point in my life, if it's not making money, if it's not making sense, if it's not giving back to the community, if it's not benefiting anyone or anything that I respect, then I can't do it. I can't be there. I cannot help. I cannot support. And that's just what it is. The old Taniqua always wanted to show up for everybody. I'll support if, you know, somebody's doing something, I'm there to support. Now it's just more so like, I'm not coming from a greedy place. It's just more so like, what am I getting out of the deal? Because I feel like I'm always giving and I'm not really getting. So now that I'm following my intuition more so than my brain and my heart, it's just like, it's keeping me out of a lot of places and it's protecting me a whole lot. And I don't even think that it's just only God. I do believe it's my ancestors that's no longer here. Like my little brothers, my cousins, my mom, my dad, my grandmothers, my grandfather, my uncles, my aunts. I believe it's all of them protecting me because they see that I have a mission on this earth. Like my work that I do is very, very hard emotionally. I work with people that are dying in hospice that have a few weeks left and I'm working with them and they absolutely adore me and I adore what I do. It's definitely devastating when you see that they deteriorate and there's nothing you could do. And it's also devastating when if you leave them on a Friday and you say, I see you Monday, and you come back Monday and they're not there. It fucks with you. But I'm used to it now. And I feel like that's why I'm here on this planet, to just make people more aware of being a human being. And yesterday when I was leaving work, I have a patient that's very, very ill. And she has a husband and he loves her to death. She has a son and she doesn't have too much longer, but I try to make her as comfortable as possible. I try to like talk to her. We listen to jazz. It's just like a lot of things that I try to do that I know if I was in her shoes, I would want somebody to do for me. And she told me yesterday, you are an amazing person. And she grabbed my hand and she was crying. And she said, you know, you're making it so much easier for me to be able to leave my husband and my son. And it kind of broke my heart. And I said, you know what? This is my pleasure. I feel like this is why God put me here. It's not about the money at the end of the day. It's just about how I feel when I leave my patients and how they feel when I leave them. I also had another patient that passed away. His husband, they were a gay couple. His husband sent me a text message because he wanted to hire me literally privately on the side because he's like, you know, my husband is dying and I think that you're a wonderful person. Like, he's like, would you mind maybe like doing a traveling nursing? Like, would you mind traveling to D.C.? To spend the last days with my husband while he's dying. And this was in October. And I said, sure. Like, I don't mind. It's not on my company's budget, but they already had a budget for it. And I didn't mind. But before I could even go, the man died. So his husband sent me a message. He was like, I want to thank you so much for just, you know, giving dignity to my husband and making him as peaceful as possible. Like, I played Anita Baker for him. I played Aretha Franklin for him. He was a well-known person that donated a lot of money to fundraisers and things like that. He was well known back in the 70s and things like that. And I was there in his last moments of breathing and things like that. It's just, it has me appreciate life more. It has me love life more. And it has me in a place where I'm very forgiven. I don't hold grudges. I just feel like grudges is for mean people and for bitter people. And I'm neither. I'm not mean or bitter. So I don't hold grudges. Even people that did me dirty so bad, I still forgive them. But the moral of the story is, please follow your intuition. If your intuition tells you don't go to work that day, don't go. Maybe you saving your life. If your intuition tells you go somewhere, bitch, go. Because you never know who you're going to meet there. So the moral of the story is, follow your intuition. That is coming from God. That is just not coming from your brain or your heart. It's coming from God. That's coming from spirit. So follow your intuition, because I feel like if I didn't follow my intuition last night, it could have been me that would have been shot. God forbid. But my ancestors wasn't having it. They like, nah, T, see your ass in the house. You done worked hard, you know, protecting everybody else's health and life. You need to protect yours tonight. And that's what I did. And then I wake up and my friend got shot. I think a girl got shot and one of his homeboys got shot. And I'm here to tell you the story. So, so this is part two of the story that I was just talking about. I was like talking and then my sister called me and then I had to stop the podcast. But the moral of the story is, follow your intuition, follow your gut. If something doesn't feel right, it's not right. And that's just simple as that. Is this going to be a really hot summer and these young boys outside ain't playing? They lighting streets up. They lighting everything up. And they not even hitting a target. They hitting innocent bystanders. So if I could give anybody any advice, it would be, don't just be chilling on corners doing nothing. Try to find something to get into and go into the same bar you always go to. Try to, you know, travel outside of your environment. Just try to get around different people. And if you know it's anybody in your circle that is up to no good, try your best to limit your time you spend with them as much as possible, because their karma could be your karma. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Stay prayed up and be safe, because this is a doggy dog world and this world is wicked. And like I said, a lot of these bullets, all of these bullets don't have no names on it. So when it's your time, unfortunately. But if there's anything you could do to prevent that, do it. I love you guys. Stay prayed up. Bye.